This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. A familiar figure won this year's Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race. Bethel's Pete Kaiser racked up his fifth victory Sunday morning. He got a huge welcome at the finish line, but as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the real excitement was on the trail behind him.
Pete Kaiser, Bethel, Alaska.
Kaiser maintained a solid lead for the last leg of the race, so it wasn't a surprise when he pulled in at 8:46 a.m. with nine dogs. After kissing his son, daughter, and wife, he hugged his dad, Ron Kaiser, who just a day before notched a second-place finish in the Bogus Creek 150 race.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Glad you're here.
Kaiser's a hometown hero, even more so after winning last year's Iditarod. He was surrounded by family, friends, and fans in the race chute, giving hugs and posing for selfies.
Pete, I gotta get a hug. Congratulations, Pete. We're so proud of you.
K300 is always competitive, but this year, Kaiser says the field of elite mushers was especially fierce.
It's just a testament to the competition that comes out here, and dog teams are getting better and better, and there's more good dog drivers. So, yeah, it was just one of those things. I thought there could be 10 teams pulling into Tulaksack on the way down, you know, within minutes of each other. So,
Kaiser credited his win to an exceptional dog team made up of 4 and 5-year-olds who are Iditarod veterans and familiar with conditions along the Kuskokwim River. After Kaiser, though, nobody was sure who would come in second.
I don't know who's in the lead. We're going to have a very close finish here.
Matt Fahler and Richie Deal were running neck and neck in the dark. It was a mystery who would show up first. Resident and former musher Bev Hoffman summed up the anticipation.
There's been other teams that go neck and neck, but this is pretty exciting.
Out of the dark and into the race chute sped a long string of dogs and a musher wearing a big blue anorak and a frosty fur ruff.
It looks like we have Matt Fahler of Willow, Alaska, in the finisher chute. Last year's Kusko 300 champion. Looks like he's going to take home second place here in 2020.
About 20 seconds later, Richie Deal from the nearby town of Antioch pulled up directly behind Fahler's team, and the two gave each other a congratulatory hug. For more than 5 hours after leaving Tulaksack, Fahler said it had been an all-out race.
I'm really sweaty, thanks to Richie. We left maybe 14 seconds apart, and I don't think we were separated by more than 3 minutes the whole time. And then for the last 20 miles, he turned his headlamp off, so I thought he got lost. And I relaxed for like a little bit, and then he turned his headlamp on. Man, I started kicking and pulling and running.
Towards the very end of the race, as Deal's team was surging, he says they might have pulled ahead, but for a last-second snarl in the gang line.
It was playing out perfect. I thought I wanted to get close to him coming through Steamboat Slough, and I did. And then just had a little tangle. I mean, tired team, you know. I mean, you can't ask the world from them, so they did their best.
As the finishers greeted people and snacked their dogs, there was another surprise. Fahler proposed to his girlfriend, Liz Raines. The two met in 2018 when Raines was covering the Iditarod for KTVA News. Though they discussed the prospect, Raines said the timing of the proposal came as a surprise.
I did not really register what was happening at first. I don't know where he put it because his parka doesn't have any pockets.
As if all of this wasn't enough excitement for a chilly Sunday morning, there was another nail-biter for 4th and 5th place between 2 Iditarod champions. Jeff King and Yor Olson were running so close that it was impossible to make out where one's team of dogs ended and the others began.
Here they come!
By a distance of about 12 feet, Jeff King came in ahead of Olson. Beneath a mustache frozen solid with ice, King said it was basically an accident that he'd been able to maintain his lead.
York kind of caught me napping. If he had had his light out earlier, I don't think I'd have seen him until he caught me. But that was fun.
The Kuskokwim 300 wraps up with a banquet Monday night. In Bethel, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And there's a new champion in this year's Bogus Creek 150 sled dog race. Bethel musher Matt Scott edged out a narrow win on Saturday morning in a small but competitive field that included racers from some of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's mushing dynasties. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first team approaching the finish line here.
Color was just coming into the sky above the river as Matt Scott pulled in to a hero's welcome. The 40-year-old has run the bogus 150 before, but never won.
I'm not really sure it's real at the moment. I didn't expect to win, to be honest with you.
Scott has two small children, and before the race began, said this would be his last time competing in the bogus 150, at least for the foreseeable future. This winter, poor weather made training particularly difficult, but with the recent cold and snow, there were ideal trail conditions by race time.
I've been mushing here for only 7 years, and it's been pretty rough going up until this point. This is probably the nicest whole day of mushing I've had ever.
Scott was conservative in the first part of the race, holding back to save his team's strength for the second half. That strategy worked. Leaving Tulik-Sack for Bethel behind two other teams, he managed to speed into the lead. Three of his leaders are from Pete Kaiser's bloodlines, and all nine of the dogs crossing the finish line were females. Just seven mushers entered the bogus Creek 150, which led organizers to increase the payout to each competitor by around $3,000. For winning, Scott takes home a prize of nearly $12,000, but says he didn't let himself think about that while he was on the trail.
Actually, the whole race in the back of my mind was, even if I get last place, I still get like almost $7,000, so.
Just 6 minutes later, 63-year-old Ron Kaiser, father of local Iditarod champion Pete, pulled in with nine dogs and frosty white eyebrows.
It was an excellent trail. Beautiful night. It's just what we hope to have every year, but we only get once every 10 years maybe, if we're lucky. So, no, it was awesome.
Late in the race, Ron Kaiser leapfrogged ahead a few places, using a ski pole to help out his team, beginning around Akiak and continuing all the way to Bethel. Kaiser was running his son's champion leader, Palmer, for the first part of the race, but Palmer got distracted around the halfway point.
As soon as we got to bogus, he slipped his little snap on his lead tug, and we didn't even know it, and all of a sudden he was gone. So they went out on the river and found him.
Less than a minute behind Kaiser was last year's winner, 16-year-old Jason Pavila from Quithluk. Carrying a heavy dog in his sled basket, he'd been kicking frantically for 10 miles to try and close the gap as he sped toward the finish line, finally collapsing over his handlebar.
I can't feel my legs.
As Pavila caught his breath, he said it had been a tightly bunched four-way race up until the very last stretch.
And then Matt passed like lightning and went really far. Ron came blazing in really fast. I didn't even know he was coming until my dad was like, "Ron's coming! Kick harder!"
Jason Pavila's father, Lewis, has won the same race four separate times and was on hand to welcome his son. Fourth place was Father Alexander Larson, followed by John George, Ryan Jackson, and Maurice Andrews. In Bethel, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And 13 mushers raced for the title of fastest sprint team on the Kuskokwim in Saturday's Akiak Dash. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
Greg Larson is the 2020 Akiak Dash champion. The Nebuskiak musher earned his third Dash title when his team cruised into Bethel at 7:25 Saturday evening. He previously won in 2004 and 2016. The 47-year-old outlasted a speedy Joe DeMantle Jr. from Tulik-Sack to arrive with a lead of 6 minutes. Larson was happy with the trail that he and his team traveled in their victory.
Good race. Very nice trail out there. A lot of good snow. Oh, well, it's beautiful out there. Nice weather. Nice trail. They were just amazing.
For his first place finish, Larson earns about $4,700. Second place, DeMantle Jr. finished in Bethel at 7:31 and praised his team at the shoot.
The dogs are great. Oh, man, you couldn't ask for a better team right here. Yeah. Wish I had more miles, though.
DeMantle wins $3,700 for the second place finish. Akiak musher Mike Williams Jr. arrived in third at 8:01, followed by Aniak's Isaac Underwood in fourth at 8:10. In fifth was Gilbert Phillip at 8:05. The 13 mushers split a $30,000 purse. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.
And finally, in more sports news that is not K300 related, Bethel's Warriors and Lady Warriors put in a great showing this weekend at the Dean's Cummings Tournament. Bethel girls beat North Pole 45-23 to take fourth place, and Bethel boys came in second place in one of the toughest 2A tournaments in the state. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.